Okay, I'll go to Rosh. This evening, the 17th of Tammuz, Tavshin Ayin Zayin, is actually the first yahrzeit of my esteemed late father-in-law, of Octavius, I'm sorry. It's the 17th of Tammuz. Well, you don't, but that's the topic tonight. The first 17th of Octavius is the first yahrzeit of my esteemed late father-in-law, Rav Chaim Shulman, Rav Chaim and Pinchas Eliyahu, Zichrono Livracha, and my wife's father. So I'll dedicate the shiur this evening to Le'ilui Nishmaso Neshama Hashem Aliyah. And the topic I'd like to talk about is the topic of Takat fasting on the yard site. The Torah says in the end of Parshas Vayechi, the last couple of psukim in Parshas Vayechi, which of course the last psukim in Tepe Bereshit, Perek Nun of Bereshit, psukim Chofayin Chofov, I ask by Yosef and Sanei Sorei, more Pakod Yivko Elkim Etfen, V'alitem Esat Sosayim Yizeh. Yosef imposed an oath on his brothers, and he said, eventually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to remember you, and you should bring my bones, you should bring my remains out from here. As Yosef understood that as a leader of the Egyptian world, he's going to be buried in Mitzrayim, and he said, eventually, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes you out, you should bring me back to Eretz Yisrael. And then the next pasuk, Chafah, the last pasuk, can say, for Vayomer Yosef in Eretz Yisrael, Yosef died at the age of 110, Vayachan Tu Osol, Vayisim Baruch Hu Mitzrayim. He was bombed and put in a coffin in Mitzrayim. So later on, in Parshas B'Shalach, in the second Torah, Shmos, Perkei Gimel, Pasuk Yutes, we find that indeed that oath which Yosef imposed was observed, was kept by none other than Moshe Rabbeinu himself. Perkei Gimel, Shmos, Pasuk Yutes, Ayikach Moshe's Atmos Yosef Imo, when they came out of Mitzrayim, Moshe took the bones of Yosef with him. Why? Ki Ashbeh Ashbeh Bnei Yisrael Lemor, because Yosef had imposed an oath on the Bnei Yisrael, Lemor, Pakod Yivko, same phrase in our Pasuk, Pakod Yivko, Elokim Etem, Ali Semes, Atzmo Zayin Yizechem, you bring my bones out with you. It's interesting that the Pasuk in Parashat B'Shalach adds a word that doesn't appear in our Parasha here in Vayechi. In our Parasha in Vayechi, Yosef says, Yosef, Ali Semes, Atzmo Zayin Yizeh, bring out my bones from here. And in the Parashat B'Shalach, when the oath is carried out, it says, Ali Semes, Atzmo Zayin Yizeh, Itchem, together with you. And Rashi comments over there in Parshas B'Shalach, again, Parashat Gimel, Shmos, supposed to get this, source 3, Ali Semes, that's what time he said, Chen, L'achiv Yishbiyakein, he had imposed that oath upon his, actually, he imposed this on his brothers, L'madu, Sha'af Atmos Kol HaShvatim HaLui Mayim. It wasn't just Yosef's remains that were taken out, but all the 12 Shvatim, all the 12 brothers, their remains were taken out, Shenemar Itchem, that's what we learned from the word Itchem, together with you, right? That's the word that's added in B'Shalach, so Rashi says, the name of the Medrash. He's looking for source four, the Mechilta, the Parsha B'Shalach, and the introductory section of Mechilta, and the Tefillah, the Psichta, the introduction in source four, it says, Vali Semes Atzmo Tzai Mizeh, Shomei Adem Yad, maybe Yosef meant you should take him out right away. No, it comes about Eichem. Kishetiu Olim, when you go up, then you should take it out. Rambayim Sh'af Yatmos Ha'shvotim Elu Imam, how do we know that the other Shvotim, also their remains were taken out? Shenemar Eichem, Mizeh Eichem. Okay. So that's when we find out that the remains of all the Shvatim, Yosef and all the brothers were taken out when they went to Mitzrayim. The Gemara went out of Mitzrayim, rather, to Eretz Yisrael. So there's an interesting Gemara in Makos Daf Yud Aleph Mebeis, source number 5, and the Gemara says the following, Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Nidui Al Tanai Tzorech Hachor. The Gemara says that if a person places somebody in Cherem, in Nidui, on condition, the conditional imposition of placing, excommunicating somebody, conditional, nevertheless, even if the condition doesn't come true, you still have to, the vow, the oath, is still imposed. Now, I'm not interested so much in the details of that. It's Allah and Hukus Nidui, a person in Cherem. But where do we see that from? It says, no, in the Yehuda. Yechsiv, im lo haveyosiv elecho. Okay, because Yehuda, if you remember, had guaranteed that he would bring, a couple weeks ago, that he would bring Binyamin back safe and sound when Yaakov was hesitant to allow Binyamin to go down to Mitzrayim. Yeah, Yehuda says, I'll guarantee. I printed and jumped down to source 7. Those are Psukim and Parshas Mikates from a couple of weeks ago. Gracious Parak Mem Gil, Psukim Ches and Taz, Vayomer Yehuda Yisrael Aviv, Shilcha Anar Yitiv and Akum and Elcha, Vinichir and Alamos Gamanachta Gamato Gam Tapenu. Send the youngster, send the young man with me, okay, and we'll go down there and we'll get food so the family can survive. Okay, and Pashim Ches, Anochi Ervenu, I will guarantee his safety. You can call on me to deliver him. If I won't bring him back and present him before you safe and sound, I will be considered, in effect, excommunicated as a sinner before you for calling him for my whole life. Okay? Well, forever. Forever. That's what Yehuda had said. Now, getting back to the Gemara in 5. So based on that those psukim, apparently Yehuda, in effect, said, you can excommunicate me. I'm going to guarantee to bring Binyamin. Now, he did bring Binyamin back, right? The story worked out, right? Binyamin was safe and sound in the end. Nonetheless, back to the Gemara in the first line. This is, again, Makus Yud Alpha Beis. Amar Shmuel, Bar Nachmani, Amar Yonason. Okay? My decision, Yichi Ruvein, Vayomus, Vizos, Lihud, Psukim, and Parshas, Vizos, HaBracha, the name of the Torah. The Medrash says the following, the Gemara quotes, Kol Osan Men Shonim, Shahol Yisrael B'Midbar, during an entire 40-year sojourn of the Jewish people in the Midbar, Atzmosav Shal Yehuda, Hemagugolim Ba'aron. The bones of Yehuda were rattling around. They wouldn't keep still in the coffin that he was in. As we said before, from the Sukkim and Aras said that all the tribes were brought out, all the bones of all the tribes were brought out, all the 12 men. So Yehuda, somehow the body, the remains, were not at peace. They were bouncing around, the Gugolim Ba'aron. Until finally, at the very end, Moshe got up and he requested mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, Omar Lefana. Well, what did Moshe say? Ribono Shel Olam, mi garam leRuvain sheyoda. Who inspired Reuven to admit his sin? It's only the sin of having switched the beds after Rachel died. He moved his mother's bed instead of Bilhah's bed. That's glory. Okay, which alluded to it in the Sedra as well when Yaakov gives the bracha, so Reuven doesn't exactly get a bracha, he gets rebuked for that episode. And Reuven, eventually, the children admitted his mistake and says, Moshe Rabbeinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who caused Reuven to confess and to do tshuva? Yehuda. Okay, that's what about the psukim and Parshas Zos HaBracha. We'll see the psukim in a second, juxtapose the two. Yehuda deserves some credit because he admitted something in public, and Reuven did the same thing. Zos Yehuda, Shema Hashem Kol Yehuda. Listen to the plea of Yehuda, let his remains be at peace. Okay, and the Gemara goes on. Okay, well, let's look in Rashi in 6, right? First, Yehuda had said, V'chapasi l'cha, Alasha Nidui, says Rashi, Menuda l'avid. Yehuda said, if I don't bring Binyamin back safe and sound, I'll be Menuda, I'll be excommunicated. What is this juxtaposition? Yehuda Ruvain, Mizos, Yehuda, Setra, Rashi, Dimas, Umay, and 6. Ma ro'a, listen to Yehuda Ruvain. Yehuda and Ruvain's brachas are juxtaposed there in Parshas Zos HaBracha. Ma ro'a, listen to Yehuda, Alasha Mizos, Yehuda. You know, because it's a funny beginning. It gives a bracha to Reuven. Now it says, Zos to Yehuda. What's the Zos? What's the connection? And that means linking it to what came before. Elo, Pishayu, Patzos, Kol HaShvatim, Shulman Kaim, Shehud Mugol Gon. All the Shvatim, their remains stayed undamaged. Yehudas were rolling around. And therefore, Amar Lashon Zeh, Yechi Reuven, Kol HaReuven, Shul HaKaim, Es Kilo Hu Chai, like he remained still like when he was alive. Zos to Yehuda. What Moshe said, Zos to Yehuda. Yehuda should get the same. Should be also, should stay still, should be like everybody else. Okay, Atmos Kol HaShvatim, quote the Sukkah that we mentioned, Rashi does. Atmos Kol HaShvatim, that's from Mitzrayim. The bones of all the Shvatim were taken out of Mitzrayim, the children carried them, etc. Getting back to the Gemara. So good, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to Moshe, and all Averei L'Shafa, okay, his bones entered into the place where they come back together, you know, into Olam HaBo, whatever exactly that's referring to. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted Moshe's plea, but 2 lines from the end of 5, back in Makkos Yud Aleph Beis. But lo haba koma ayla leilim assisted rekiyim. They still didn't let Yehuda into the heavenly base measure, so to speak. The El Amo to the end. So Moshe continued to die. That's the psu. El Amo to the end. Bring in to the rest of the people like the other shorts. Good, so he went in. But lo haba kiyada la mishka la mishka b'shmaita. He still was not able to follow the learning that was going on, right? So b'hadir abonim with the other Tamil Chacham and Tadikim. So Yodav Rav Lo, so they made a Moshe Davin, that should also be. And Lo, Yodav Lifro Kikusha, he couldn't enter the Kasha, so Ezem Yitzharav. Here Rashi explains what the word means and so on. So what is all this talking about? So first of all, we see in Source 7 that I read before, a very unusual Gemara. But we'll see what we learn from here, among other things. The Pasuk Sukkim Mikesh you read before, that Yehuda guaranteed that he's going to bring Binyamin back safe and sound, and if he fails to do so, he should be considered excommunicated for his whole life, so forever. So what did Moshe say? Well, Moshe, 1 second. Who caused Reuven to do tshuva? It was Yehuda. Where do you see that? She saw it looking towards 8 of Sukkah and Parshas Vayeshev after the Maisa with Tamar, right? The Tamar became pregnant, which she wasn't supposed to do. Okay, she became pregnant out of wedlock. Of course, Yehuda was on a maid of pregnant. They didn't know that. So the Pasuk says in Parak Lamed Ches, the Bereshis Pasuk Chof Dalet, Vayhi Kim Shosh Chadosh, Vayhi Yehuda, Lehman, Mazon, Sok, Kamar, Sok, Kalot, Pecha, the daughter of Tamar committed adultery. It wasn't exactly adultery, it was married, whatever she did. Okay, and now she's pregnant, and Yehuda says, Ho, to you, obviously, it's all right, right? She should be burned. Some say it doesn't mean that actually should be. Some say she was about coming, she deserves to be burned. Others say it doesn't mean actually burned for the sake. Others say it means that she should be branded, like, what is it, the scarlet letter? The British, she should be branded as a prostitute, so to speak. Or whatever it means, okay? So, Pasuk Chaf Hei, he mutates, he shulcha, chamil, like, or Lisha, she'ela, or Kahara, you want to know, maybe pregnant, whoever owned these items that she had held on to from Yehuda, and Pasuk Chaf Hei, Vayaki Yehuda, Vayomer, Tzad, government, Yehuda publicly acknowledged his. And says the Gemara, because Yehuda had the fortitude to publicly admit a mistake, that's what prompted Reuven to do tshuva and publicly admit his avera as well. So, if you take a look in the Sifrei, in Devarim, there in practice, Zos HaBrach, Apista Shin Menchez, number 9, Yechi Reuven Rayamos, Zos Yehuda, Bechi Ma'inyan Zela Zeh, what's the connection in Reuven and Yehuda? And Visha Asi Yehuda, Masha Asa, Ve'omar, Ve'omar, Tzad Kevneni, Kevin Shiroh, Reuven, Shiroh, Yehuda, Omar Afu, Ve'od Ha'maisa. So then that inspired Reuven to do tshuva as well. That's what it means. Yehuda caused Reuven to do tshuva. So that's why we look in 10, the Pesukim of Zos HaBrach, Pesukim Vav and Zayin, the statements about Reuven and Yehuda are juxtaposed, two consecutive Pesukim, Yechi Reuven by Yomot, Yehi Mishav Nisporam, Yehuda by Yehuda by Yomot, and so on and so forth. So what do we see from all this? Among the other things, it appears that the remains of a person, okay, and, you know, there can still be judgment passed on a person for a long time. This is 40 years, the Gemara says. Right? So Yehuda's body, and hence his soul, so to speak, was not yet at rest for a long, long time until eventually Moshe, why Moshe Rabbeinu did it earlier, this is a different discussion, but Moshe Rabbeinu was the one finally, before his own death, kind of got a Kadosh Baruch Hu to alleviate the ongoing suffering of Yehuda, and everything was fine. I'll say he lived after that, but he was dead already, but it calmed him down, right? The Shalom was at peace. So what you see from here is that even after a person has died, there is still judgment that is passed against him for an extended period of time. In fact, very interesting, the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, Aur HaChaim Siman Tov Reish Chof Aleph Siman Tov, source 11, Nagul Lidor Tzokos Yom HaKippurim V'Adam Eitim. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Minig to donate carrion in Kippur in memory of the deceased. We call that Yizkor. Okay, that's the source of Yizkor. Okay, now we have the practice to recite Yizkor also at the end of Sukkot, and the last day of Pesach and the second day of Shavuot, but the original minhag was in Kippur. Why? Because in Kippur is the Day of Atonement, and as it says in Source 11, Maskir and Mishmosam, we bring up their names, you know, their souls. The Hamesim Gam Kein Yishan Kapara B'Yom Kippur. Because the Mason also are given atonement, so we're davening all day about ourselves. So those who have deceased relatives, so we say Yizkor, and that brings up on Yom Kippur, remembering the ones who also need Kapara. Right? That's the idea. We give stuck in their memory. As a matter of fact, unfortunately, not in the computer, but the Bar Hate on the page of the Shulchan Aruch there in Siman Tov Reish Chof Aleph says that's why Yom Kippur is called in the plural Yom HaKippurim. We call it Yom Kippur for short, but if you look in the davening, it always says Yom HaKippurim. The Torah says Yom HaKippurim, really most correctly translated as Day of Atonement in the plural. What do you mean Day of Atonement? Says the Bar Hate, yeah, Kapara L'Chaim and Kapara L'Nesim. There's Kapara for the living, there's Kapara for the deceased. So from that source also, we see that even long after a person is deceased, there is still some sort of judgment that is passed against that, or that is passed against that person, and the Shama is, you know, continues to have some sort of judgment and consideration, and therefore we mention that we bring them up on Yom Kippur. As I said, that's what we call Yizkor. Yet later on, it was added to say Yizkor at the end of the Shalosh Regalim as well. The original meaning was Yom Kippur. There's another Gemara, interesting Gemara in Kiddushin, Lamed Aleph and Beis, source 12, Tarabonim. That the mitzvah kibbutz of ein mechabdel b'mechayel u'mechabdel b'malto. It's proper to honor one's parents when they're alive and even when they're dead. The Gemara, a few lines later, says, "No, it's okay to have you honor them when they're dead. When they're alive, you bring them a cup of coffee. You said you'd help them with the shovel of snow, whatever. But how do you mechabdel a parent when they're no longer alive?" The Gemara says, "How omer dover shmuleti lo yomar kach amar avo." When you quote something from your father, and the same thing with the mother, by the way, let's make this. But kach, you don't say kach amar avo. Ela kach amar avo mari hareini kaporas mishkava. You say, my father, may I be, as Rashi explains in 13, Kedush Laman Alpha says, Hareni Kapar, Alayavo Kora Haroi Lavo Amato. Whatever bad should happen to his neshama, let it happen to me instead. In other words, Hareni, I should bring about the Kapar. That's a Gemara goes and says right away, Vahani Mili, Toch Shemos HaKodesh. That's only the first 12 months after the person is deceased. Then you don't say that anymore. Rather, Omer Zichar Lavrocha, Lachar Mboy, Father. title. Okay, the Kamba Eilech Rashi explains in 13 why. Because Karkibel Masikibel. Okay, because at that point, whatever Onesh the Neshama is going to get, it got. It's over. So therefore, She'ein Mishpat Mishay Yisrael B'Gehenem Eliyut Beis. The maximum sentence in Gehenem is 12 months. The Rambam brings that L'Halacha Hilchos Mamrin Paragvav Halacha Hei 14. The Chayav L'Chav Da'afil Achamoso. You should say, Harin, Rambam's lesson is Ani Kaparas Mishkova. Same thing.
Yes. Yeah. Every time you learn Rashi or Rambam, their Neshama is getting in.
Okay, good. We'll get to that. So hold the thought. Okay. But that's why Rambam says the Rambam himself, Shem Zechol Shachem Yisrael. Havalach Hashem Zechol Shachem Yisrael. Omen Zechol Shachem. And it appears as well in the Shulchan Aruch. Hilchos Kibud Av Ein, Yoredei Yisrael and Reish Men, Tzir Tes. Chai L'chab L'afil Achar Moso, Ketva, I think of the same example. The Rambam Ed, the Ein, the second line, the Ein Chilak Vein Ein La'av, the whole Zed. It's a car, but it's no different than mother and father. The Gemara gives the example of the father, but the Din, the Kibud Av Ein, is Av Ein. So the Shulchan Aruch says clearly, the Rambam says clearly, in the middle of the second line of 15, there in Siman Reish Mem, Yor Deus, it says, the Ein Chilak Vein Ein La'av, the whole Zed. Then he discussed an interesting thing. Well, you're supposed to say, Harena Kaparas Mishkava the first year. What if you're writing something in his name? Now, you're writing it the first year, but it's going to be, remains well beyond the first year. So does it go by when you write it, when somebody's going to read it, whatever? Okay, that's good to go. But anyway, this is all presumably based on the fact that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Tavkuf, Dal of an Aleph, Bra Mizake Abo. The child, the offspring child, isn't a child, I mean, you know, any age, the offspring can bring about merit for the parents. Okay, and that's what we understand is going on here. And evidently, even though you only say Harei Kaparas Mishkavo for the first year, okay, but there was some account, like you just said, and we'll come to details in a moment, there's some continued merit that's always brought by the actions of the children on behalf of the soul of their parents. The Taz in Tivkot Yud Beis, there in Tim Reish Men, the words Kaparas Mishkavo wonders, he says, after 12 months, we don't do this anymore, but he says, one second, you know, maybe you shouldn't even do it for the first 12 months. Why? But then we all know, the second line in the Sukkot Yud Beis and the Taz, the Koshlim is that Mashakot of Ramah, between Shinayin Vav, Nagu She'ein Omum Kaddish Yosef Echanas HaKadosh. Our meaning is we don't say Kaddish the full 12 months. The Kaddish only 11 months. Why is that? Shalom Lachdito Kerosho. Because, you know, you don't want to say that my father, my mother got the maximum sentence, right? So therefore, we say Kaddish most of the year, this is the last month. And there are different shitas. Some say the last couple of weeks, whatever. We don't say it the full 12 months. Okay. What? This year, because before the yard sale, it's still total the same. Yeah, because it was always here.
So, like, taking away a negative, like the way I explained.
Okay, so hold on. Oh, good. So hold the thought. Very good. So let's see. So the Rataz asks, well, if that's the case, if you don't say Kaddish the whole 12 months, so the Lama Yachto Kanarena Kavaras Mishkova, because you're face photos, you also shouldn't say that phrase, Harena Kavaras Mishkova, for a full 12 months either. Isn't that also, he says, the Tzrichim Lomim is different. Because it's true that after a person dies, says the maybe the punishment is only 11 months. But there's still room to go higher. That's exactly what he says. There's still room to go on. Okay? So therefore, the person, the soul, so to speak, hasn't gotten all the way to where it's supposed to go. So therefore, for another, you can still say, Arena Kaparas Mishkavo. And then that's basically what the Taz says. Kerak, the Tzrichim Lomim is a Ramah Rav, and Chayn Omra, Fila, Adam Acher, Achar Shemayt, new to the Chodesh Yubayt, the Yevshalom is Ramah Rav. You can't say it's Ramah Rav, because maybe he didn't get the whole bracha yet, so at least another month, it's Arena Kaparas Mishkavo. But he also is only talking about 12 months. What about after 12 months? We saw with Yehuda, the Gemara we started with, and as we said, the Yehuda's bones for many, many years, it continued. Or Yom Kippur, you mentioned in Yizkor, for many, many years. Okay? So the idea that, take a look at 18, that's the Mishnah, Maseches Ebiyot, Parakeis, Mishnah Yud, Mishpat Mishar Megehenen, Shnei Masa Chodesh, Shnei Masa Chodesh, Shnei Masa Chodesh, Shnei Masa Chodesh, it's the Parakeis Yisrael, among others explained in the Yochanan Boaz, Oz Ayin Rav, 19, but it's talking about the Mishpat for the Rishoyim. He learns it out from the Psukim, it's the Psukim we read on the Haftar of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, which are printed in source 20, Yishaya Parak Tamav Rav, Amidei Chodesh Bechotsh, Amidei Shabbos Veshabbat, that at the end of the period of the month, the soul comes out, the Yotsu Bero. Okay, so we're just going to look up the source in detail another time. But anyway, so we need to understand, so, well, which is it? In other words, is the main thing to get rid of the punishment? Well, okay, that may only be 12 months. But yeah, we saw from Yehuda that some sort of punishment lasted for a long time beyond 12 months. We also see from the Yom Kippur that it lasts well beyond. So let's see how we can understand this. So the Ramah indeed says, that's what the Taz refers to in 21. Yoredeya Simen Shin Ayin Rav Sizdal, the Ramah writes, the Nimtza B'Midrashos Lomar Kaddish Alav. The first thing we have to point out, we've spoken this in the past, the source of saying Kaddish after the death of a parent is extremely obscure. There's no Gemara. There's no Gemara that says you have to say Kaddish after the very obscure source.
Okay.
Yeah, right, right. So the Medrash, the Ravor writes there, in the Midrashos, they quote the Kobo and Ravoshos, we show the Shame Tanchuma, okay, the Sifrei, or Ben Machai, all kinds of different sources. Al Kane says the Ramon the second line. Nagu lomar al av ein kaddish pasu yud beis chodesh. They say kaddish the end of davening 12 months. The chay nagu lahafti benavi. Okay, ulis follow arvis motzei shabbos v'shu hazman shechodu v'shamet v'diana. Okay, you read them after, and that's when the shamas go back. That's what he says. The Ramon Hamas the father. Some of the same speak out of him. Anyway, it says on Ramon. Yeah, ukshabein mispalel. Now here's the point. Ukshabein mispalel mekaddish berabim. When the child leaves the davening and he brings about Kiddush Hashem Shemayim, like the Kaddish, Poda of Imam and Gehenna, it redeems the parents from the Parshas. Now, we're on Groth, it's a cotton dog, right? Tanchum was in Parshas Noach, and the Maisa Masechet Kala, Maisa Rebbe Kiva, some story that we keep, I'll say in a second, Eviyah of Menorah Samor, but the Groth writes, Eino B'Tanchum Masechet Kala Shalonu. Our extant text today of those old sources don't have this story. But others do. It's basically a story very quickly. Rabbi Kiva should have printed it. Rabbi Nochai has in the end of Parsha Shoftim, and others say it's a story. Rabbi Kiva, as the girl points out in another version of the story, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was the person in the story, whoever it was. Rabbi Kiva met up with some kind of, I don't know, through a dream or whatever. He saw some kind of a soul that was being tormented, a person was being tormented. It was dirty, and he was sweaty and schlepping wood. He was chopping wood all day long. So Rabbi Kiva asked him, what's going on? Who are you? What are you doing? He said, well, I'm already deceased, and my job during the day is to chop all this wood all day long, and then I bring the wood back to where I'm supposed to go, and then they throw me into the wood all night. I burn in that wood that I chopped all day. So futility, you know, I'm suffering. Rabbi Kiva asked him, is there anything I can do to alleviate this terrible punishment for you? He said, well, I have a son, and I heard upstairs somewhere that if my son will lead the shul and baruch hu and the kedusha and the kaddish, that will be good for my soul. So Akiva spent time, he found that way, the guy was from, he found the son was observant. So Akiva sat down with him, taught him the aleph bays, he taught him how to daven for the oven, and, you know, straightened out the situation. And that's the makor, it's a very obscure makor. But in any event, again, I notice that it says here to do it for 12 months. Okay, but a little bit later in that same Sif Dalad, 23, so in Shinai and Vav Yerodei Sif Dalad, there are more ed, but v'nagu she'en olim kadosh v'rag yud aleph kadosh. Kedei shalo yasu avihem v'imam rishayim ki nishpat rosh yud beis chodesh. You only do it for 11 months and not for 12 months. Says the Pesach Tshuva.
We don't use this with Moshe's teaching on their
app. No, 1 second, we're still wondering about it. Well, but it didn't say said Kaddish, it just davened, you know, davened for him directly. Here we're saying, not davening specifically for the soul, you're just, basically the idea is that the soul can say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe I did lots of others, but look, my offspring is bleeding, you know, it's a little bit. But that's the whole idea of Kaddish, is that the soul basically is at rest, or as it's proud, so to speak, that his offspring is now leading people, sanctifying God's name. Right? So, yeah.
I actually probably davened before he was there.
Right, right, correct. That's correct. That's correct. But if you're leading, a little bit. But the truth is that, again, you know, I think I mentioned in the past, of Naftali Amsterdam was a Talmud of the Yisrael Salanta. So he said that, you know, Kaddish, okay, Kaddish is good. But let me tell you something. He left it at Tzavah. Any day you don't learn a block Gemara, don't say Kaddish to me. That was the Tzavah that he left to his son. Ideas of learning. Other thing you can do. And I tell people all the time, especially sometimes women, the other things you can do besides Kaddish that are also benefit, bring pride to the soul. There's a story of Yisrael Salanter. It's written in the biography, Tanus Amoser, that when he was once, he followed the practice, he only said Kaddish, like the Yekkers do, like some people do. He only said Kaddish if he was saying it alone without anybody else. I followed that myself. So he came to shul, and he had yard sites for the father, his father, and there was a man in the shul, never had lost a daughter, and had to say Kaddish for the daughter. So Salanta told him, you can say the Kaddish, you can down film, you can say the Kaddish. Now, the Shulchan Aruch was not showing up with the Maamar Avraham, and the Shulchan Aruch after that, Prince rules who has Kadima. You know, there were several people, but today everybody says Kaddish, but at one time that wasn't the practice, they would give it out. Anyway, but be that as it may, so the Shulchan Aruch told us, afterwards the Talmidim asked him, but according to the rules, you have kedima for a parent and not for a child. He said, yeah, but I saw that it was going to be very upsetting to this man. He wouldn't be able to say kaddish after his daughter. So he said, the idea that the merit that I got for making another Jew feel better, that's worth the same as the kaddish, if not more. Right? It's the kaddish, not magic. It's doing something that is the kiddush Hashem. He said, this guy will be happy, he's no home, you know, another close to do it. I made him feel better. That's also the chus of my father's neshama. So that's the idea. Anyway, but now, all of this, again, seems to indicate that Kaddish and all this is 11 months. This is not the whole year. This is only for 11 months, or for 12 months, or in Kafaras Mishkavo. So it's interesting, by the way, the Pesukei Teshuva is a side point in the Mishnah of Rashi Kotel says, he quotes that if somebody knows that his father or mother, whatever Takya was in Russia, and then he's better save full 12 months. All right. Anyway, but then the Ramah says, earlier that thing, Shinai and Vov, you're there, Siv Talit, source 25, the Nazu she'im magia la'adam yom shemeis bo aviv imo, if the day of the yard site arrives, also she'omrim aleim kaddish yosom la'olam, forever and ever on that day, you also say kaddish. So there we finally see that even though the ultimate mishpat, the primary judgment, the primary punishment, in the first 12 months, but there's still what to accomplish afterwards. Going back to the story of Yehuda, we'll go back to the idea of Yom Kippur. The Ramah says, even about Kaddish, true, you don't say Kaddish daily anymore after 12 months, or I'm going to get to 11 months, but they can get to 25. The Nagu Shin Magia La Adam Yom Shemei was the year, the day, we call the yard site of the father, the mother, rise, then you say Kaddish Yosom forever and ever on that day. Umishodel is Baal Kotzvir, and someone who knows how to daven, should daven for the other. That's our practice. Not everybody was comfortable daven for the other, but someone knows how to should do it. So therefore, again, the Ramah doesn't give a source, but presumably it's these ideas that we just mentioned, namely that there's some sort of judgment, or as you said, some sort of room to go higher up even afterwards. So take a look, for example, okay, the Chidah, in 27, the Shiurei Bracha, this is one of his Sarm on Yoredeah, and that same Sif in Yoredeah, Sif in Shin Vav, Shin Ayin Vav. In those vav, Sukkot and vav, Din Dalad, Sukkot and vav, in the Ramah, the Nagu She'en Amakadosh, he says, Yud Alef Hadosh. He says, he quotes the Taz, that question of why Harina Kafars, Shkav was only 12 months, is all 12 months, and Kaddish only 11 months, fine. But look at this towards the end. He says, Efshar Tam, the Iker HaKaddish, who are Lahol Lamishpat Lagahana. Kaddish is primarily to prevent the punishment. But Harina Kafars, Mishkav, Mo Afu Tzadikim, it's not a terrible punishment, but you know, even a tzaddik sometimes does aleves, right? So you want to alleviate any punishment of those lighter sins. Afshenu din gehenem, not gehenem. Gehenem is over after 12 months, even for the maximum sentence, but there's still other things. And he says, v'gav ha-kaddish moel le'eza onesh kal. Kaddish can continue, also serve to alleviate a little bit of a lighter sentence. He says, v'chein kol shana. Beyond Shemais Aviv Hanikra yard site, because the Chidol was not about yard site of Yiddish, right? The Chidol was a Sardi, but apparently that name was so well known. He called Beyond Shemais Aviv Hanikra yard site, Omrim Kaddish Lahoel Al Onish Kal. Okay, so therefore, if you're going to say for the full 12 months, then it looks like you're trying to say, that's not right. But after you stop, so then you can again say Kaddish on each yard site. That's not implying that he had the maximum punishment. That's even for lighter sentences. In fact, a couple of other Sephardi Gedolim, 28, Charles II was Rav Ta'ali, that's the Ben Ishchai, but the Chaim of Baghdad. Chelek Dalad was called Sodi Sharm Simon Yud Zayin. Somebody asked an interesting question. He says, someone asked him a question. He'd been observing Yahrzeit after the death of the father for 20 years. But he wondered, I've been doing this for 20 years, maybe it's enough money, maybe my father stole or father. That rest already, showing you know, quite how much. He wasn't such a bad person. I don't know, he was asking the Rav Ta'ali, if he still has to observe yard site, Yom HaZikaron, with Kaddish and giving Sukkah and lighting the yard site candle, maybe after a certain amount of time, he accomplished what needs to be accomplished. So the Rav Palin answered, Tshuva, 23rd line, Yom yard site, Ein lo gvul b'shonim. No, there's no maximum. Vafilu im yichya habein, Me'o shonim achar p'yirs other lo'imo. Even if the offspring, the child, lives for 100 years after the parent passed away. Tzorech la'asos kol yom yimei chayv yom yartzeh le'menuchas avo imo. Kenog, binyan kaddish, ner, tzokah, limud, whatever you do on the yard site. Right, kaddish, lighting candles, learning, giving tzokah, kefi yachod of us you can. Why? B'nei ki nefesh ha'adam ha'pavishah nifter malam hazeh, b'nit sol ha'mi kol onesh, even if the soul has already been exonerated from all punishment, b'nit sol gan eden, Eino kone shleimus, what you were saying about the Eino kone shleimus aliyah, so the palachas, ela ole behadrogos, bizmanim chalukim. You go up slowly, right, and infinitely and slowly. The yesh, the shama, shafil, and elef shonim, lo tagiyah lechol hamala shalom. Or maybe take 1,000 years, we don't know. Okay, and therefore, and he quotes that the Chaim Vital, the great Talmud Arizal, pointed out that the Arizal continues to take Arizal, he mentions that the Arizal's father, who was also a tzaddik, the Arizal's father died when the Arizal was a young man, young boy, okay? And he died when he was young, and it continued to say, Kata is a Yerkai, more than 30 years after the father died. So that's what he points out. In 29, okay,
Sometimes second generation, they kill
Malays. Yeah, so again, there's nothing wrong. I don't think you have to, okay, but well, especially though, again, if the first generation is gone, so no one's paying them all, right? Let's say my grandmother. Right. So, some people say we need to kill also. They do, it's not obligatory, but there's nothing wrong. Probably okay. Right, that's true. That's true. But that's what, according to what the Ben Ishchai just said, but the soul continues to be. Anything you do is helpful. Rav Chaim Falaji, huh? I know people like that. Eh? Rav Chaim Falaji in his Shuvah Chaim Biyad in Kuf Tezayin 29 was also, he said this, you know, also someone asked a question about continuing to observe yard site, cottage, etc. And the situation was here that maybe he doesn't need it because my father was before some as a great tzaddik. Maybe he doesn't need it. How long? I mean, it's a tzaddik. Okay, a rush of a tzaddik. He says, no, because there's no such thing as a perfect tzaddik. Again, it's a long shiur. I'm not going to read it. It's not so long, but it's, you know, and he says basically the same idea that there's always something you can do for the soul. There's room to go up, room to go further, and so on. So that's what he mentions as well. Okay, and now he throws in what's relevant to us, which I want to get to, you know, for the rest of the shiur. Look at the end of that shiur, 29. Again, it's a shiur Chaim Biyad, Chaim Falaji, it's Friday Gadol. Into the Kuf Kazayim, okay? It's always good to do things in memory of the manager. Oh, Nira Lomar, 3 lines at the bottom, put the end of the third place line. L'kikevan she'amru chazal da'atam she'tiknu l'hisanos v'yom she'meis ba'avir v'imah. There's a tradition to fast on the yard side as well. Mishum de'isrei mazlei, we'll see what that means in a second. V'yeish lo levakesh rachma Hashem yisbarach v'ashur b'tshu v'shleim v'kein kol limud Torah v'kiyam mitzvah, as somebody just said it before. Look at these words. Kol limud Torah, the key of mitzvah she'osim ado betzmel is that igune magne v'tzulei matzvah kol pegara yitzkel shan rabos nimitz tov. It's good for the son too. Any learning you do, it's good for everybody. It's everybody benefits. That's what the point he makes. So where did
we got this whole thing? I'm thinking.
What about?
Very
good. So you're mechavent what he says. That's what, you know. Right, and that's what he says. Like the story is also on there now. Where does this come from altogether? Where do we see any mark? Again, it's not on the foolish Gemara with theme that says that you have to fast on the day of the death of the parent. However, there's a Gemara which alludes to it as a given. It doesn't explain it, I present it as a din. It alludes to it as a given. And that is a Pasuk in Parshas Matos about Nedarim and Shul. The person takes an oath. The Pasuk says in Bamidbar Parakalam and Pasuk Gemara, source 30, Ish kidar nedel Hashem, Hashem, Shul, Lesser, Ishar, Nafsol, Yachav, Rok, Kolet, right, that's the beginning of the so-called Parshas Nedarim and Parshas Matos. You have to keep your word, etc. When you make a pledge to do something, so the Gemara asks in Shmuel, "Av Chaf Amar Aleph Meisay, Eizel Isar Al Vitar." What does it mean, "Lesar Isar Al Afshel"? When you take an oath and you say the following, without the details now, when you take a debt there, you have to have what's called hot pasta. You have to say this food should be offered to me, just like this Texas food is offered to me. Whatever it is, you have to attach it to something else. Why that is? So again, it's learned out from this pasuk. It's more than we have time for now, but the Gemara gives us this example in this context. Who is Chacham and Aleph? May say Ezel Israel v'Torah. Omer Hare Alai Shelo Ochal Basar Shelo Esther Yayin Kiyom Shemais Boav. And I said, I'm not going to eat meat and wine, just like I don't do that on the day of my yard. I have yard site, or Kiyom Shemais Boav, the Tonel site, or Kiyom Shenera Gedalia Tom Gedalia. Whatever he compares it, he attaches his neder for now to something else. He doesn't eat meat and drink wine on those days. I'm not going to eat drink from now on Tuesday, just or every third Sunday, whatever the nether is, like on the day. But one of the things he mentions, Kiyom Shemais Bo'ovim. Okay? As Rashi says in 32, again, Shuas Chafov and Aleph, Kiyom Shemais Bo'ovim, Kasher Asarti Olai Basim, Yom Shemais Bo'avu La'ola. Just like I don't eat meat forever and ever on the day that my father died. Right? Now, here it all speaks about meat and wine. So it's not specifically about fasting. Maybe it only means meat and wine, but it's interesting that the Yerushalmi in the Dorim, Parak Aleph, Halacha Aleph, says, Ezel Isar gives asked the same question and gives also an example from your side, but it doesn't say about meat and wine, but rather, Kikar Zeh Alai, this loaf of bread. I'm going to ask myself eating bread, Kiyom Shemes Bo'avo. So it's not a din in meat and wine, it's a din in eating altogether. The Gemara gave the example of meat and wine instead of Avli. Yerushalmi gave the example of bread. Okay, the carbon of Eda, huh? So Dover Hamdoda, that's a small aspect. Right, so right, but so I don't want to close the dark school. That's a small end at the end. Oh, so who's in the middle of Bameos Ayom? Okay, it was already something he accepted from before. Okay, and the Yerushalmi, it's not Shmuel, but somebody else. Who is it? Someone else says Yerushalmi about Rabba, Meshain, whatever it is, that's a din in the dark. But you look at the carbon of Eda, commenting that Yerushalmi in the dark, Parakal, Allah 34. The second one, Kikar Zeh Alai Kiyom Shemesh Bo'avo, She'osra Asmo Lechol Ve'oso Yom. No, it's osra to eat on that day. That's the assumption here. Ve'orcho Denosu Naka, She'derech Lis'anos Kiyom Shemesh Bo'avo, O Adam Ro. By the way, okay, Carbon Eva says, it's just mentioning this as an example, not that it's an absolute din, but that's the practice. The practice is not the Denosu Naka, She'derech Lis'anos Kiyom Shemesh Bo'avo, O Adam Ro. Okay, that's what people do. And it's like, Akrei Moshe also says, in 35, Lushi, another Mosayom, Shekibelo, Vinezer, Sholecho, Biom, Shemesh, Bo'av, and so on. So it seems to be some kind of a tradition. Okay, now, what is Shabbos Yontif? Okay, we'll get to that. Okay, we'll see.
This is what he's telling
by himself.
Right. Biom, Shemesh, Bo'av. No, what's the second one?
Shekiva up in the head, Shalom Lech, Yom Zeh, Yom Zeh.
I'm not hearing you.
I say,
just
like. No. You say, I won't eat on day X, just like I don't eat on your side. He's being matzis on that. He already accepted, not on your side.
I'm reading the second line.
Of who? Pray Moshe? B'nei, Shalom Lech, Yom Shemei, Shalom Lech, Yom Zeh, the Achshav, matzis, Yom Zeh, he originally accepted and had not eat on the day of his father's your side. Then now he's saying I'm also not going to eat on every third Tuesday, whatever. Okay, so we are good, huh? Yes, that's a good question. Not for that. I don't know why I picked that some gedaya, but they give an example of autumn gadol. Okay, even though some gedaya requires more, but okay, good. That's a good point. The sefer aguda masechta shu'os parak gimel. That's what it says in Oz Tes. He says hamatzis and evenet hamatzis shu'os lav shu'os is different than the nedarim and shu'os. Again, I don't want to go into this now. But he also says, okay, and look at the last line. He says the minig is to fast on the day of the parent's death and not the day of the burial, which is not always the same day. Sometimes it's a day or two apart. He says, some people have the practice not to eat on the day of the burial. He says, that's wrong. That's a mistake, he says. Okay, now, there's a tshuva from the Maharim in Siman Rishonim, also Siman Tes, or 37, from Tshuva's Maharim in Siman Tes. He says, Mumash ani noeg lahoros l'sho alai, ala tainis miyom shemeis v'adol emo. He's asking a technical question. Oh, he's had this one from the past. Let's say my father, my mother, whatever, dies in Adar. And then it comes to the leap year. So which month do I fast in? Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni? Okay, technical question. All right, because if he died in the leap year, they know what to do. When everyone died, and that's what to do. But let's say he died in the regular year, there only was one other, and now when do you observe the Yartza? When do you fast? Adar Rishon or Sheni? So the Mari Lin said, he says, she's on a Barishon. The Chayin Ahadki, the host, you know, my coat, Kedem, Mitam, Shafar, the minute goes to do it in the first. He says, the minute to do it in the first way. And then he quotes the Mari Lyle, Shakota, the Mari Segal, the Mari Lyle said, Mitamas Peshneya. Again, I don't want to go into that issue now. With the real month of Adar stand up. Which one is Adar? We know that Purim we do in the second, right? The Purim we do in the second Adar, but that may be for only technical reasons to keep Purim near Pesach. The Gemara says. Anyway, in that context, so the Mari Min discussed a little bit about fasting altogether. He says, "Well, okay, Svar, but Eizakatul Kach Nisabri Li Time of Didi." The Svar Lomar, where does this minute come from altogether? I mean, the Gemara, as I said, doesn't really spell it out. The Gemara just says this is what people did, right? And it's a side point in the Gemara about how to be matzis and neder that attach the neder to something else. But what's the reason? So he says, The Svarah Lomad is there. I mean, only Shum, there's two possible Svarah. Only Shum, the Yom Shemes, Bo Abba or Rabba, Isra Matwe. It is for himself, because this was obviously, if my father died on this day, this is a bad luck day for me, so to speak. This is a day when perhaps I'm subject to tragedy, so I better do tshuva on this day. Every year I fast on this day as a sign of tshuva, because such a terrible thing happened to me on this day, right? That my parents are no longer here. That's one possibility. It's for the surviving person. Oh, mishum kapara l'avivo rabba, or it's a kapara for the parents. The gamma rabba, oh, in our case, fine, he mentioned that. But brav is, could be, the brav is not kaaba, the law of a bray, etc. But the point is that Marim mentions these two svaras, okay? And he also mentions that story of the Bikiva taught the person to say powerful and so on and so forth. Okay, the same morality. But the idea is, the Marim, as far as I know, is the first one who, is a Rishon, is the first one who presents the reasons behind this custom that the Gemara assumed, both in the Baal and the Shama, there was such a practice, and never really delved into what the reason is. So the Marim mentions two different possibilities. In the middle. Navi's mother also. Oh, I see. That's an interesting question. Well, of Ain, and now if it's a din of Rea Mazla, if it's a kapara for the parents, they could say that's on the kibbutz of Ain, right? But if it's not, that's a good hara. If it's just a bad luck day, good hara. Right. So how far do you go? That's true. Okay. Anyway, but the Maharil, the Sefer Maharil, and this is Tainus Otsu test in this arrangement, says in 38, Derech Litanos Yom Shemeis Ba'av V'loh HaYom Shenikvar Bo. He says the practice is to fast on the day of the yard, to the death of the parent, not the day of the burial. He says, Ki Yesh Be'av V'Sanu Yom Kuvah Lo Yom, he says, the hell is wrong. Based on that Gemara, he quotes that a good, and he says, again, that's the Talmud of Ariel, says that's what the Ariel said. And then he says, He may saw over Ema Adushin, his Abra Hashanah, Heshu, Mari Segal, the Tshuva. Mari Segal is the Mariel. Ariel's name was Yaakov Levi. Segal is the Siegel, because it's Gan Lakuna, assistant Kohen. Sometimes people who are Levium are called Siegel. Okay, most Siegel today are probably Levium, unless he's changed somewhere along the line. But anyways, they call them Mari, most people are Levium. So Mahari Segal, the Tshuva, the Minik Shalol, is Thomas by the Rishon. Okay. Because, and he says, the Shechever Kadishna, that's also a Tudor monogamy. I think here they do it on the Shane, you know, but you leave here. But the other place they do it on the Rishon, the Moshe Rabbeinu. Anyway, be that as it may. Sefer Tashbeis Kotmos, when the Shonim quotes the monogamy of the Maram Rutenberg, since in the top Chav Hei, when we honor the whole Shonim of Maram Rutenberg, it's the fast each year, Yom Shemesh, for Avav Imo, for Avav Kaddish Imo, even apparently his mother died first, and he would say Kaddish for the mother, even though the father was still alive. We do that also. Okay? The Trumas Hadeshin, in Reis Tani Beis, 40, the Efsher Mishum Daminu Kadesh Rubach Mishan of Yom Shemesh Bo'avu L'chachnon Inyan Avelus Bo'sa Yom. The Trumas Hadeshin is not just saying Kadesh and Baruch Hu leading the davening, but also to treat the day of the yard side as a little bit of Avelus. So, and furthermore, the Trumas Hadeshin, the next Tim in Reis Tani Gimel, 41, writes, V'chol Mash Mishan of Yom Shemesh Bo'avu L'chachnon Inyan Avelus Bo'sa Yom Aninu So V'toro So. That sounds like it's more not for the kapara of the parent, but more for, you know, for me to acknowledge that this is the day that, you know, it's not such good things for me. The Leket Yosher, which collects the traditions of the Tzunas Hadesha, Talmud, Chelik Beis, page 98, on the Tzadikhet, in Allah, Zuchurani Sh'omar Derech Shmua, L'chach Mitz'anin V'yom Shemeis, V'ogim Shem, the Israel of Mazo. The Gam Omar, Sh'donin Hameis V'chol Shana Davamua. Very important. He says, it's not just, as we said before, what do you say, Kaddish? To spare the soul of the, you know, the lesson of the punishment on the Neshama. We also demonstrated from the story of Yehuda that we started with, and the fact that we mentioned the Neshama's Yom Kippur, and the fact that there's always room to go higher, and all these things we mentioned. So why do we, what's that got to do with fasting and saying Kaddish on the day of the yard site? Because the day of the yard site is the day of judgment for the deceased. Every yard site, the person in the Neshama is judged once again. So that's why. There's two things. One is for the benefit of the survivors, so to speak, as we discussed it. Some Rishonim say, that's what Shumat HaDeshin said, that's what others say. But the Leket Yosher says the second reason from the Shumat HaDeshin, namely, a little bit, Dover Mu'at, right? How is he going to go higher? Is he going to go higher faster? Higher? So there is some, so even though Kaddish is associated primarily with the intense punishment of the first year, but for the first 11 months, we want to say, so to speak, but there is still some lingering judgment that lasts well beyond, as we saw, and that apparently is rejudged according to this every single year on the day for the anniversary of the person's patira. The Sefer Hasidim writes in Reish Lamed Aleph 43, it says, Masha Mis'anin. What do you mean? Yo.
That's when Israel
is. Right, okay, well, that's true. Okay, well, some do. I just want to go back. I realize I skipped 20 something else in the Sefer Hasidim, which you see, because it relates to this. Okay, I should meant to print it over here. Take a look back in 26. Sefer Hasidim Simon Memvot. My Sefer Adam Echot Shemesis Meizmano, Kama Shonam Acha Shemes Achodet. Person died before his time, and quite a number of years after the first 12 months were up, Nisgala B'chalom L'echa Mikrolo. He appeared to one of the relatives in a dream. We heard these types of stories. You know, someone comes to somebody in a dream. It's still on the roof that happened, right? It's supposedly, right? So, you know, right there, he tells the wife, you know, your grandmother title appeared to me in a dream. So she said, how'd she look? He said, well, considering she's been dead for 50 years, she looked pretty good. You know, but anyway, this is after the person was died for a number of months. He says, Sholo, Echatanoi, Bolam, Shato, Shami. So he asked him, well, how are things up there? You know, what's it like? You know? What?
They have
golf. They have golf, I think, right. So I heard someone respond, it's not unlike Cleveland. Okay. Anyway, I know. Anyway, so he says, Omar lo b'chol yom dun in osi, ha-shalohitim statik, v'varfim shalohitim b'ch t'peres b'ch t'mazim, v'kavon t'leiv. This is years after the 12 months are up. And he said, I'm not doing that well because I continue to be punished for the fact that I didn't make brachas with proper kavanah. But Omar Rila, not finished kavanah. You obviously only ate for your own benefit. You didn't thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom, so he asked him, 1 second. You're telling me you still punished all years later? Hello, English, but we're showing the same as the Chodesh. It's the Mishnah, right? You only get punished for 12 months. What's going on? Ukvar Avlacha Yosem, you're well beyond that point. By dying, so you're still getting punished. I'm like, in, yes. I'm not getting punished as badly as the first 12 months, but there's still something lingering. If you put that now together, you come back now to 43 rather. The latest Sefer Chassidim, it's going to Reish Lamed Aleph, Mashamis Anin V'yom Shemes Avin, and he brings sources from David HaMelech and Shaul Ramazim. Anyway, not exactly correct sources. And an interesting thing that's why we don't need to get Anoshe, because it was the sons left Yaakov alone. Why did Yaakov get jumped by that malach? He was alone, right? Moshe Yaakov Lamado, right? And he got wounded in the hindquarters, the sciatic nerve, right? So therefore, they shouldn't have left him alone and so on. So, you know, you see that sometimes the father suffers and the children take responsibility. But then in Reish Lamed Beis, he writes in 44, it's proper to be said on the day of the Yahrzeit. Okay, it's probably said. You have to mope around all day, but there should be a certain amount of seriousness or sadness. Yom Shemesh Ba'avad. And so, with all of that background, the Shulchan Aruch rules not only about Kaddish, but Taka in that same siman Shin Ayin Vav 6000 along with the Ramah 45 Mitzvah Lizanos B'Yom Shemesh Aviv of Oein. Calls it a mitzvah, huh? Well, no, but it's maybe Rabbanah, whatever he calls it. That's a tekiyah mitzvah. Okay, right now the Shach. It's in 47. He says he didn't. He quotes from the Atar Zav. That's the what he calls the Magush. He said, "Lo ra'isi nogim came. I didn't see so many people do that. And apparently, there was some places it wasn't many, some places it wasn't many. Okay. The Pisrei Tshuva says, as we mentioned before, not only you treat it a little bit of avelus. So he said, "It's in Kotn Ches." Oh, I'm sorry. I skipped something. I made a mistake. Okay. I can go back again. The Ramah says the mitzvah, but in Siman Shem, in Siman Shem, I involve your day. Siman Shem Tari Aleph 46. Siman Shem Tari Aleph Sim Gimel. He adds not only a fast, the Yesh Omen to also lechol the Suda Balayla b'Shem Yom Hamachars Meis Avivimo. Even though you were saying that the Shifna sounds from here for even 24 hours, that even shouldn't even eat a meal at night. However, the Shach and that's what the Shach says. People don't do it, and if it's a Tshuva, the Karmic has qualified. Doesn't mean you don't eat it all. You shouldn't go to a wedding. Suda means you don't go to a big, you don't go to, right. You don't go to a big, the iron of the Suda is chasana. Sheyesham is mutei chasam rekala. There's music and jumping and dancing. Yesh basimcha. Of the Suda's bris mila, upidyan aben, the siyam mesechta. Many people make a siyam on the yard site. Okay, I mentioned the outset of the Shia. Tonight is the yard site by Farmers in Hamacha. So I go back after the Shia, have a siyam in the house of the family. So the minute you have a siyam, that you're allowed to eat at. right? And just don't overdo it in terms of a wedding. The Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam repeats this fact in 49 as in the Ardeis in Tuf Beis, 50 Beis, Hagol, Mitzvah is Anas Yom Shemais Ba'avim, again, the word Mitzvah, like we saw that the past on the day of the burial. I'm sorry, the day of death, not the day of the burial. Okay? And then he says, however, you asked about Yontif. So the end of the second line. If the yard site lands up, it's Rosh Chodesh, it's Chalamoid, or it's Lag Bomer, or it's the Chodesh Nisan, another time we don't say Tachanon, then ain't Nisan and Klav, then you don't fit. Okay? And if the person died in Adar and Zalithias, he says, the minig is in the first month, but other than the gold to do in both months, whatever, that's already a different issue. Okay? The Tshuva there, it's given a tough face, in cotton hay, says, what happens if it's not Hanukkah or Rosh Chodesh, it's a regular day, but you get invited to a bris? So he says, in Ira lo bris nilo shel beno. You're sorry, I won't have a bris like that. The bris was actually on the day that the father of the baby had the yard sack, right? So then, Yom Tov Shalohu lo yisana. And not only that, but even if you're the Moel or the Sanduk, and the Pesach truly says, and you don't have to avoid, oh, I don't want to be the Sanduk because, you know, I have to fast. No, you're allowed to be the Sanduk and you don't have to fast. Okay? Lest we see that so far all these quotes about fasting from the Rabbah. In Siman Shinai and Vav, and in Siman Shin Tzadi Aleph, and in Siman Tov Beis, but the Mechaber mentions it too elsewhere. 51 Siman Tov Kuf Samachet. Look with Tainus appropriately enough. Okay, Kesheira Yom Shemais Ogro, even Ba'adar, he speaks about it. Okay, which he says that it's the second month of Ramos. But again, my point is that Mechaber brings up the din as well. Okay, and it's Tivchet on top of the next page. He writes Ain Torah for Samus of Yom Misas of it. Hello, beyond Kura. Again, so the Mechaber is not unfamiliar with this practice, not just a Ramah practice. Okay? Okay, we'll skip that out. Now, notice that the Ramah used the word minik. I'm sorry, mitzvah. You look in the Lehush 53, the Yardeh from the top base, he says, no again, with Anos Yom Shemes Ba'avai. It's a minik. And he says, the Tav Shemati, she asked the Truva, Me'asakon, it's a dangerous day for you, May one day. Okay, the Re'a Mazam Yom Zesh Shemes Ba'avai. Okay, and
that's
exactly the point. He calls it a minig. Exactly, hold the thought. Exactly the point I wanted to mention. Because he has another I want to mention. I don't have a sheet. But one of the things in Maharshal, he was testing his students. Also, right? You know, do you have to fast all day? You know, Shaley Om Shemesh others. Okay, this time of year it's not a big deal. By 5:30, it's over. But you know, summertime, okay, a long fast, right? He says, you know, I wonder if it's Erev Shabbos and so on. So he mentions that the minhag is to do it all day. But anyway, but he also says it's only in the realm of minhag. So does the shalom. My second time is parak near mitzvah. It's called now 55. A minhag who? This time was Yom Shemesh Ba'al Limo. Midei Shana B'Shana. And it's a minhag Yafeh. It was apparent with the Rebbe also. Okay, now, the Bir HaGrov wonders, is it a mitzvah or a minhag? Some Aharon, the Knesset Chesed, and others say, well, maybe the machlokas, whether it's minag or it's higher ranking, it's a mitzvah, like Ramo said, will depend on what the ikur motivation is. Then we go back to the Mahari Mintz and that Shuvan Simon test. He had two possibilities. If it's a din on the person that you want to do tshuva on this day because it's kind of like a bad luck day for you, so to speak, I don't want to say bad luck so later, but, you know, so that's the minag. That's up to you. You know, the person should always do tshuva. You want to take upon yourself, that's the minag. But if it's a din that it brings about kapara for the neshama of this, that's already a mitzvah on the kibbutz of the aim. That's a higher ranking obligation. So maybe the terminology used by the Ramah as opposed to some other poskim may revolve around what the ikur purpose is. Okay, the bit, huh?
Why did it say chai? But mitzvah.
You're right. I know. It's a good question. And we can ask that on. Somebody has to do a doctoral thesis. Some scholar has to do a doctoral thesis all the time. This minute, you say, I don't know. I agree. Yeah, absolutely. Let me just finish up. The Bir HaGro, just as a side point, is wondering, I think what he's wondering there in Siman Shin Ayin Vav, Sikkot Zayin, what this whole discussion, the Gemara does mention it. And how could he also, the Gemara mentions it. Again, it doesn't spell out the din, but it mentions as a given, Yom Shemesh Ba'al Limo. The thing that the Bir HaGro says, Mitzvah Lisanos, it's a comment in that Rabbah, Kain mashma lechora, reish parakim of the shvus. That was the one shvus, not chokra. We saw before. Lechora, I mean, you know, what's the argument here? Avara isil in the farshim shapirshu oso hayom daska. That, the day of the death, the year that he died. It doesn't say in the Gemara that it means he's going to fast forever and ever on that day. So all the God is pointing out, you don't have a riot from the Gemara. It's mamash a mitzvah every year on that day. Yol Shem Eis Bo'ad, literally, on the day that he died. That's what the goal. Yor HaShulchan, it's in the Shinai, because the question, of course, is, the question, of course, is the fact is that many people don't observe this. Many fine from people, Adirabba, many times they have a tikkun, you know, the somebody's yard site, they have the shakras, they give out cookies and kichel and herring and so on. Yeah.
So many face-to-face. His mother's yard site.
Oh, it was a nice test of up, yeah.
His
father said it. That's not our minute, yeah. But I'm surprised. I was very surprised that they're listening to that. But certainly by the Sikhs and many other people, they don't. They make some sort of the alachayim and so on. So what's going on? Oh, that could be. Could be. That's other people. That's what I mean. I would say. I think I once heard that maybe Rabbi Kamenetsky that originally, it was difficult for people to fast. So therefore, they made a siyum after davening, like on Hanukkah before our face. They invited everybody to. To a tikkun as a katsudas mitzvah following the seum. So he said sort of jokingly, now it's difficult to do a fast, it's also difficult for people to learn. So all we have left is a tikkun. But anyway, the Aruch HaShulchan mentions already in Siman Shin Ayin Vav Sitzim Gimel, because the Rabbeinu HaRavosh and Nisrit Rosh Hashanah Markadish and so on and so forth, how helps the story of the Rekiva and so on, and writes two lines in the Bible. Mitzvah is Sanos B'yom Shemei for Avo Eim, Umishet Kosha Olav HaTaimed. Some people don't fast well. Okay, what are you doing? It's a tishma. We have no choice. You have no choice. But some people, misha kosher all the time is yifte b'mamo. Get stuck instead. Be a chalkim ani. Like I said before, there's other things you can do. Right? B'nagul humo b'shnayis. Hein kol yom b'shchodesh. Hein b'yom ha'yartzai. Achar z'vuhu tikkun darul ha'neshama. Ki mishna osios neshama. Right? The b'dakul ha'mishna. The letters of neshama. The point is, Aruch HaShulchan is already opening the door, as do others. Okay, the sefer Mishmeres Shalom, which is encyclopedic, little sefer on all. I forgot to bring it. It's not on the computer. He has two sections called Chaim Uvrach on Mishmeres Shalom. So he has two things: one on all the dinim avelos, and one on dinim of Abraham and Sukkot. So anyway, I have it home. It's a very small print, encyclopedic. All the topics on avelos. So he writes this in the letter Yud on the yard site. I forgot. Letter Yud is alphabetical. So letter Yud. Most Tesravi discussed there. Rafa Shulchan has it here. The story is that the biographer became Eger and Chassam Sofer. Married Chassam Sofer's second wife, I think, is Kiv Eger's daughter, even though they're the same age as Kiv Eger and Chassam Sofer. And there's a biography I have at home called Chut HaMashulosh, which has the biographer of Kiv Eger and the Chassam Sofer and the Chassam Sofer. And I sort of quoted in the sefer, and I looked in my body. I couldn't find it at the wrong page. I tried to find it, but they didn't fast. Samson did not fast on the earth. They had to like sort of a shekel. They wouldn't inflation. That part is the inflation. And in the biography of the disciple, Orchus Rabbein, in the second volume, we got the main chelik base page Kuf Samah Gimel. The disciple also did not fast. On that. Okay, but some people did. The Elia Rabba, finish up on source 58. The Elia Rabba. It's been a tough cook Tanaches when the Chabad brings it up. As well, he says the person should do for the Rebbe also if he can. Anyway, he quotes many of the sources that we have, to fast, but he also says, towards the end of the back page, he says that certainly, however, if there's a siyum, and look three lines to the bottom, because I think this is the practice, I'm not telling you. Practice. The nearer the Belila goes back to Dr. Shipmel says, the nearer the Belila Hakodavis of Tinus, Mutra Lecho Belila Chasim, okay, and many people have the practice how can they make a Siyam the night before. The Chai Odom in the section called Chochmot Odom, the second other paper, the section, the night of the fair, that's what I mean, yeah, the night of the yard site. He also writes in Kal Kufay and Aleph, if you're not Aleph, you can go to, Siyam and so on, but not other types of Simcha. The last thing I ended off with was a tshuva. This isn't Talmud and Hagim, sort of talk Kufay and Zah. The last thing I ended off with was a tshuva from the Minchas Yitzchak, Diane Weiss, and the Edna Paredes, Pelek Vav, Sun Kuflam, and Hey, Al Dvar, Minigah Hasidim, Lipeng Tikkun, Biyama Yartai. So what's with the tikkun? I mean, there's all these ideas of fasting. So he said that certain people wanted to do away with it. They said it's not right and so on. But he says it's hard to deal with this shaila because there's nothing specific in the Gemara about it. Right? It's hard to deal with this. But he says, we'll talk about it. And he suggests that there were certain people who felt it was too difficult to make people fast and so on. It's hador cholash, people are sometimes weak. It's difficult for people. And furthermore, he says, instead, people give tzedakah, that's even better, okay, because the tikkun, especially in those days, the tikkun, we're all going to go home and have breakfast anyway. But it used to be, there were people in the shul who were poor, were hungry, and you put out tikkun, that actually was a form of tzedakah. He mentions that, very good. He mentions that also, he posted the shpol yizay, the other tzedakah, he says that it's mechazik, given the food is mechazik, the person, and he says, shahab brachas, ba'niyas amein, amane, malav nishmas amein. People will now say a bracha, just like we say, Kaddish, you're inspired, the whole secret answer, Hesh my Rabbah. Now I'm putting out the donuts or whatever, kichel, whatever you're hiring, whatever you put out. All these people are saying a bracha, and all these other people are answering amen. So that also contributes to the, to the aliyah of the neshama. So he mentions that, and it's a vase, he says, the people say l'chaim. Anyway, so you have time, you want to read through it. He defends the minig and says that it's okay, l'chaim. He said the word l'chaim. Also, gematria is minig, and the minig b'shaber. Anyway, you have time to look through the tshuva. At the end, he writes, and we call makom hakol afim mekom v'shaita. I mean, community follows the al minhagim. Okay, he says, you can. There's a lot of benefit in terms of tikkun. So he quotes in the middle of the story from the one of the chassidish tzibizidishov. He said that he missed his mother's yahrzeit. So the mother came to him in a dream, said. So you didn't say Kaddish, you didn't learn, but you didn't make a pickup. that she was more upset about. Okay? Shoshach, that's the end of the first part. Shoshach, we think tikkun. All your sashim, that's the most upset. Anyway, people should follow their minhagim, but there's certainly a widespread minhag to fast, and those people who fast, that's the minhag. Those are good tikkun, you give a tikkun. I wish everybody a good tikkun.